As the mighty God Meru speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to come forth to thank him and bless him for all that he means to the earth, and to pour forth to South and Central America every blessing our life streams can call forth to help purify that portion of the earth and bring in the perfection that is to come and be maintained there. Beloved ones of my heart, in answer to my heart's call, again we have your attention, and I trust we will leave with you a blessing that will be well worth your calls and everything you have sought to do in your service to the light. And I want to reveal something to you concerning South America. For century upon century, South America had many wonderful manifestations of the light of God's command to the earth. And within South America, there has always been given adoration and acceptance and a call to the sun as a giver of life to the earth. And because there have been those places within our borders where the light in centuries past was drawn with such power to produce wonderful manifestations, certain other forces have sought, of course, to destroy that or interfere with its blessing to the earth. But now, once again, the expanding light from the great central sun is through every focus of light throughout the world, expanding a cosmic heartbeat that causes every focus of light to intensify and expand its control throughout the world. The sinister force does not know this, but the interaction of it is going on with victory. Thank you, precious ones. And so it is. As you give more and more recognition with great love and devotion to the power and authority of the great central sun, you will draw its marvelous powers and its manifestations of victory and command to this earth into and through your outer activities to more quickly release its dominion and reveal its perfection. For I assure you, the great central sun stands back of the manifestation of what you call this system of worlds. And since it is the giver of all life in the universe, it is the directing intelligence and almighty power by which this whole system of worlds came into existence, is sustained, and through which the great central sun's love and eternal perfection of life will forever expand. So when you begin to recognize the existence of the great central sun, and by conscious call and understanding of the life and the love of the mighty God presence there, you draw its greater manifestations and blessings into physical existence in this physical world. And that makes you the master over conditions here very much more quickly than otherwise would be. We have long given recognition and love and devotion to the physical sun in South America and at some places to the great central sun. And so we are grateful beyond measure for your recognition and use of this power of God within your own consciousness and the demand for its authority and power to act within your nation. And if you will include in your calls the same mighty power to go forth in eternal victory to Central America and South America, it will make the Western Hemisphere a sun of light within itself, intensifying to the point where it will burn away, so to speak, some of the destructive activities of the rest of the world that have sought to engulf the planet to complete destruction. Mankind's peculiar genius for delving into the secrets of nature and the use of energy to fulfill the diabolical plans of human desire and human creation is a most terrific thing. And so, with your recognition of the great central sun and your call for its secret sacred fires annihilation of all that the hordes of the shadows plan, you will never know to your ascension just how wonderful it has been for these calls to go forth, that they may release into outer physical conditions the prevention of a large portion of what is intended. When selfishness reaches a certain place, a certain concentration of energy, whether it be in an individual or groups of individuals or nations, matters not. Selfishness accumulated to a certain point is criminal animal insanity. That is a blight upon the universe and is treason to the universe. And so, when your calls have gone to the heart of creation for the release of the secret sacred fires annihilation into certain channels, I assure you that sacred fire will go there as sure as the universe exists. Thank you, precious ones. Now, where individuals have turned destructive activities, sometimes within the life stream, it has accumulated a certain amount of light in the causal body due to a former use of energy constructively directed. But where individuals have accumulated such a momentum of evil over many embodiments, of that destructive accumulation stands around the physical body and interpenetrates the emotional body, qualifying the energy destructively. In that case, very little light, as a rule, abides within the causal body. And when the evil builds to a point where the causal body gives forth no light, then the second death must be commanded. So your calls, my loved ones, for the great central sun's secret sacred fire's annihilation of the evil mankind has built is a far greater act of mercy and a far greater use of the great love of the universe than you understand tonight. And we are very grateful that you have this understanding of the law by which you can continue this call and move into outer conditions the consuming power to prevent these evil forces from building to greater destruction. Mankind seem to refuse to understand that these great beings who exist in the other parts of this system wield cosmic forces of which mankind knows absolutely nothing. And so, when those who intend destruction or desecration of whole nations and portions of the earth build their frightful creations to that point, if it becomes necessary, the cosmic law can act through cosmic beings who could direct forces from outside of the atmosphere of this earth that could dissolve any portion of it instantly. Thank you, precious ones. And I want you to know our love and our gratitude to you is boundless for every call you send forth. For the descent of that sacred fire that consumes this human creation before it can accumulate to the place where the hordes of darkness could direct it to its wholesale destruction. We have watched mankind a long, long while misuse the great blessings of God. And under the action of the cosmic law, there comes the cycle of time and authority of those who own this system of worlds to bring into outer action that which puts an end to the insane destruction of human defiance and denial and rebellion against God. So, beloved ones, fear not to go forward. You have a scepter of power, you little realize what it means. You little dream the power that is within your call to the great central sun. For its secret, sacred fire's annihilation and prevention of that which should not be. And so, since our authority in South America has long held the balance, when once before these same forces tried to engulf the world, we have survived and still rule. Thank you, precious ones. Now I simply give you the idea and shall await the impulse within you as to what you choose to do. Long centuries ago, when there was the school of black magicians in South America, 300 of them working at one time against mankind's effort to turn to the light. And their intent was so diabolical, with the same thing you have today, the atomic bomb. We broke up that school of 300 black magicians. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. There still exists in the Andes Mountains the records and forms of some of their devilish things that they created and imposed upon life. And I, for one, would appreciate it if you would make the call that the great central sun's secret, sacred fires, annihilation, penetrates the structure of the earth and removes from the universe the records of their devilish viciousness against life. If you will make this call, we can do certain things within the crust of the earth to remove certain forces that they anchored through the powers of nature in these things that were so terrible. You might wonder why I do not act of my own volition. God knows I would have centuries ago, if the cosmic law had permitted. But since you are aware of this now, and you are atoms in the body of mankind upon the earth, if you will make this call of your own free will, I can move into action certain purifying powers to dissolve and consume within the crust of the earth certain things, certain forces, and certain creatures that are still held there, bound, and which, if allowed to come to the earth's surface, would be frightfully destructive to mankind. There are still creatures bound within the crust of the earth in certain subterranean channels and caverns that are indescribable in your words, in the horror of their creation and they are alive. If you will make your calls for the great central sun's secret, sacred fire's annihilation through the crust of the earth, of all those creations of the black magicians and of mankind's diabolical viciousness, the powers of nature will love you and bless you without limit. And even the beings of the elements will worship you because of their release. Thank you, precious ones. This will also remove something of the magnetic drawing power of certain destructive forces on the surface of the earth to certain localities in South America, and some in Mexico and some in Central America. So from the inner standpoint, we will greatly appreciate your calls, and it will give us certain opportunity to act within, I trust, a limited time. And if this can be accomplished within a certain time, the structure of the earth will be greatly blessed and released from a terrific pressure and attraction to the discordantly qualified energy released through the feelings of the people in war. If we break the focus of these destructive activities within the crust of the earth, the destructively qualified energy released by the feelings of the people in the atmosphere of earth will not be able to anchor in those places and in other places in the world to so easily focus against mankind. In one way, when these things are allowed to remain in the structure of the earth, they are a drawing power to the destructively qualified energy in the atmosphere of earth. And that keeps feeding more and more destruction. If we can break each focus with the sacred fire, it looses the attracting power upon the atmospheric destruction, and it will be much easier to consume in the atmosphere over certain portions of the earth the accumulating hate and discord released through war and consciously held in certain locations for further future destructive action. So I have not been with you for a long time, but I trust I shall come more frequently as we move into action with the release of these forces that will surely bring to life a blessing indescribable as you, in the full authority of your own blessed I Am presence, demand the descent of the secret, sacred fires, annihilation of everything within the crust of the earth that is of such frightful, destructive action. Just remember, my dear ones, no matter how vicious mankind become in their misunderstanding and misuse of life, I want you to remember that the resourcefulness of the great God beings who have created and directed the planet is infinite. The great resourcefulness of the great God presence, the mighty I Am, is without limit. And regardless of what mankind creates, the great God presence can draw forth that which is its master. Thank you, precious ones. Now to make your calls to release the earth from the frightful conditions created by animals and reptiles and vermin, and the frightful conditions that have been imposed upon nature, to release the earth from that frightful activity is, I tell you, a mercy and a gift of love which will go on and expand its blessing to life everywhere in this world forever. And so we will deeply appreciate even just a few calls, that we may set into action those powers of the cosmic law that will undo the work of rebellious individuals who through the centuries past have been so determined to destroy the earth. So, blessed ones, you have knowledge far beyond what you understand. You've been given and given and given these pearls of existence from the heights of eternal perfection, that you may use them in these outer conditions to do that which only the cosmic law can do through your calls, and which will forever go on and expand their blessings to the release of mankind and the powers of nature and the beings of the elements from the mistakes and the creations of mankind's hatred of the past. If you, in making this call for the great central sun's sacred fires, secret annihilation of mankind's hate creations of the past that have been anchored within the crust of the earth, it will reduce greatly much of the destruction that is intended. And so we will be very happy to answer your calls. We shall set into action certain powerful currents and activities of the sacred fire to begin their journey through the crust of the earth to consume those creations which must be consumed from the earth if it is to be purified and once again illumine the universe around it with the blessing of its love and the glory of God's heart. So in helping to remove those forces from the earth, you are not only increasing your own protection, but you are lifting by the power of eternal love the darkness of the hordes of evil from life, from substance, from energy, and from the earth. So it is with great gratitude that I am privileged to speak to you for a few moments and tell you what has been on my heart for so long, when I have longed to remove from the land over which I have dominion, remove those creations that have tortured life, dishonored God, and betrayed mankind. Now, let us move into action the sacred fire of the universe and let its secret annihilation enter into those secret places where there has been hidden for centuries these creatures and these creations that must be consumed, and that life and energy purified and released back in to the direction of the powers of light to compel perfection in the future that blesses the universe with the gifts of love. Love is the most wonderful thing in all the universe, for within it is the infinite, eternal resourcefulness of the great God life, from the great central sun, to always bring into action that which consumes mankind's creation, annihilates its record from the universe, and places the perfection of God's love in its place to hold dominion for eternity, and thus bring freedom to life where human creation has bound it in distress. So, blessed ones, accept my heart's love to you today. And I assure you, everything my love can give will come to you in blessings that are boundless if you will help me render this service to help free the earth from that which has tortured and dishonored it so long. Thank you, precious ones. The hordes of evil are trying to swarm over our beloved South America and Central America and Mexico to continue their diabolical action against life. And if we can do this within a certain time, we will take out of their hands certain ways and means by which they can focus what they intend against our continent and against the Western Hemisphere. In removing this condition from the crust of the earth down to a certain depth, they will not be able to focus and locate some of the destructive things which they plan. So if we will move into action as quickly as possible, I assure you, every call you make, I will send back to you the blessings of love that will be tangible and real and eternal for your cooperation with my request of love. Love shall answer you as love responds to me, and together our love shall release the Western world from some of this frightful condition that should long ago have been consumed. And so now, with this conscious knowledge that you have, the momentum of your decrees, and your calls to the central sun. I bless you for eternity. I thank you with all my heart, and I will prove my gratitude by the blessings that I will gladly bestow upon all who will give me this assistance from tonight. Do the best you can, and I will give you the best I have, and together we will release that part of life in the Western world from the shadows that are unspeakable and which we do not longer want to exist anywhere in the universe. So let us, shoulder to shoulder, render our service to life and bring about once again the condition that glorifies that beloved I Am presence and brings honor to the great beings whose love through the centuries has stood guard over God's handiwork until this light and this violet consuming flame could be brought forth into outer action by conscious command of unascended beings who, taking the scepter of their dominion, march forward and command the world return to God and the perfection of God's universe manifest here to the glory of the mighty I Am presence and the love and eternal happiness to life and the universe around you. May I have the opportunity to clothe you with the blessings I can bestow that come under my direction, and I assure you, love will give you all it has. May it forever hold you victorious in the glory of its heart, invincible forever against the shadows and anything they have created. Go forward, and I will hold your hand to our victorious accomplishment. Thank you with all my love. Thank you, precious Meru, with all my heart for your explanation to us today. We shall stand at our post of duty and be glad to render the service until there cannot abide within the structure of the earth any of mankind's frightful, filthy human creation of that which dishonors God. May the fullness of the great love and mercy and forgiveness and eternal purity of the great central sun send forth through our calls the secret, sacred fires of annihilation of all creatures and all manifestations and all creations of the hatred of the past of those who defied God. May our opportunity to render this service be forever a channel of blessing to life, and may our fullest cooperation draw all the power necessary to accomplish it quickly. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all of this world, such invincible purity and love from the heart of the great central sun, and its secret sacred fires, annihilation of everything wrong, and the replacement of that wrong by the victory of everything right, and wherever we abide, our command is answered instantly and fulfilled for eternity. Beloved Daddy, clothe us in the invincible victory of your own heart's flame and direct whatever will fulfill our calls quickly. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And to you, beloved God Meru, our love and gratitude for eternity. And we shall ever do everything we can to assist in your every heart's desires fulfillment for the freedom of life everywhere. from all that is not God's love for eternity. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call us never before for your visible, tangible, ascended master presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its human creation the great central sun's secret, sacred fires of annihilation of that which has been mankind's torture through the centuries, move us forward and fulfill our calls and put an end for all time to that which is treason to God, dishonor to life, and desecration of what God has created. And we stand at attention at our post of duty and shall serve with love in our hearts until that is accomplished. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with the one mighty stroke of that sacred fire, secret annihilation from the heart of the great central sun to pass through everything that has been of human creation and consume it before it can any longer dishonor God anywhere in the universe. We ask you, great beings who govern the crystal cup, to blaze forth all it contains in the outer use of those in this radiation, command it to expand in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we continue in action until the victory of eternity has taken the place of all human creation forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire of eternal love from the great central sun necessary to move throughout the earth and through all mankind, consume what is wrong, make victorious what is right, and hold thy dominion here forever.